Thought this evening is joyful Christians. Is there any other way that Christians should be? Well, you say no, then what's joyful mean? Joyful is defined as experiencing or causing or showing joy.
Yes.
Joy being a state of happiness, bliss, delight. So does that describe you this evening? Are we feeling blissful? Happy? Do we have delight? Think about some of the songs that we sing in our book. One of them is song number 96. It talks about being happy people.
Yes.
You recall the words of that song? It asks a question in some of the verses. Who but the Christian is happy and free? Why? Because they're filled with the glory of God.
Yes.
Because there's none in creation so happy as he who's been washed and redeemed,
yes,
in the wonderful blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Who but the ransom can ever rejoice,
yes,
over the billows of time? Grace all abounding and hope's gentle voice gladden their spirits that never repine. Songwriter asks another question. He says, how can a mortal in fetters of sin taste of the freedom divine? Only where Jesus,
yes,
is dwelling within, comfort and liberty truly may shine.
Yes.
You know, maybe there's some false happiness, but is it really true? Tell me not then of the pleasures that sting, coiled under roses of pride. None but the holy and innocent sing out of a bosom where pleasures abide. Jesus, the one whom my sorrows have healed, thou art the one whom my spirit has sealed. Only thy glory from heaven revealed, only thy favor can happiness yield. When you consider all the things that the author of this song mentions, yes, then you can understand why it's titled The Happy People.
Yes.
And we can recognize, we can agree with some of these, can't we?
Yes.
We've been filled with the glory of God. We've been washed in his blood.
Yes,
we taste of the freedom. We have comfort and liberty.
Yes.
As Brother Darrell mentioned this morning, he says, I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, that's right.
We have liberty and freedom in God.
Amen.
Because we want to endeavor to please him.
That's right.
And we can be happy while we're doing it. We can be joyful. We can have bliss, happiness, and delight.
Yes.
You think about some of the scriptures. Each day that the Lord gives us, what does he say about it? Let's turn to the 118th chapter of Psalms. Look at verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Joyful Christians can rejoice and be glad in each and every day. You know, you think about the term good morning. You know, sometimes maybe you will shorten it and just say morning. But the term is good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
So every morning is a good morning.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
As long as we're alive and breathing, it's a good morning.
Yes.
Because maybe there's somebody that didn't wake up.
Yes, that's right.
And it could be a good evening too.
Yes.
It's a good evening.
Yes.
Sometimes I like to say, you know, you go to work, and particularly on Monday. So tomorrow is Monday. Yeah. Happy Monday. You tell somebody at work, happy Monday, see what kind of responses you get. What's so happy about Monday? Well, if it wasn't for Monday, then there wouldn't be Tuesday.
That's right.
So we can be happy for Monday.
That's right.
Even though, well, you know, you can be thankful. I'm at work. Thank the Lord. Maybe there's some that wish they could be on a job and say, happy Monday.
Yes.
So we can be happy even on Monday mornings.
Yes.
When we want to hit the snooze button instead of getting up, we can say, thank the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that He's given me the strength to be able to get out of bed.
Yes.
He's given me the strength to be able to go to work or do whatever we have to do. Giving me a mind to think, we can be happy and joyful
yes.
in those things.
Yes.
Did you know that it takes more effort to frown than it does to smile?
Yes.
Huh? More effort to smile, to frown than it does to smile. I'm reminded about something that somebody said to me. I'm one that generally, for the most of the time, I have a smile on my face. That's all I know. I just can't help it. Now, there may be times, maybe, where I don't have a smile on my face. But I pray that those times is just a short period of time.
Yes.
Because I want to be happy. I have something to be happy about.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as a sad Christian? Can we say that? A sad Christian? That kind of sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Is there such a thing? Why? Why can we be joyful Christians? Maybe somebody give me an example. Why can you be a joyful Christian? You have peace. Yes.
All things work together for good.
All things work together for good. Knowing that God is taking care of us.
Yes.
He loves us.
Yes.
He loves us more than we love ourselves.
Yes.
And most of us love ourselves quite a bit.
Yes.
So to think that there's somebody that loves us more than we love ourselves. So yes, that can make us joyful. He sent His Son to die on our behalf.
Thank the Lord.
You know, there's other reasons why we can be joyful. We have victory over the devil.
That's right.
Thank the Lord. I can be joyful because I don't have to be under the traps and the snares and the tricks of the enemy.
That's right.
That because of the blood of Jesus, I can be victorious over the enemy of my soul.
That's right.
And you know what? I've been washed in His blood.
Thank the Lord.
I can be happy about it. Isn't that something to be joyful about?
Yes.
I've been washed in the blood of Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
The song says, I'm happy, I'm redeemed, and I'm free.
Yes. Yes.
I love my Lord because He loves me. The life of a Christian suits me. And I can be a joyful Christian because I'm happy, because I'm redeemed, and because I am free.
Thank the Lord.
Do you think that's the only verse in the Bible, or the scripture in the Bible, that talks about being joyful? No, it's not. Let's look at the 5th chapter of Psalms. Pray for us. The 11th verse. But let all those who put their trust in thee be sad. Rejoice. Why? Let them shout ever for joy. So rejoice and shout ever for joy because thou defendest them.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we have someone who's taking care of us.
That's right.
So we can rejoice and we can shout for joy. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
Yes, thank the Lord.
You know, we can think about some of these things and we can say, yes, amen. We can say, praise the Lord. I can rejoice and I can shout because I know that God is on my side.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? I can be happy, I can be joyful because I know God is on my side. I'm on the winning side with Jesus.
Yeah.
I think about a song. It says, whisper to the Lord. Is that a familiar song? Oh, it says what? Shout! Shout to the Lord. All the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King.
Amen.
Mountains bow down, and the seas roar at the sound of your name.
Yes.
I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise that I have in you.
Yes.
So when we think about the promise that we have in God, nothing compares
to
it. So then we can shout to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, you think about sometimes in the morning, maybe you hear sounds. You hear birds. What are they doing? They're shouting to the Lord.
Yes.
Those that live around animals, what do the animals do in the morning?
Yeah.
Are they quiet? No, they're making noises. So if his creation, animals, shout to the Lord, what should we do? If the animals can shout to the Lord in the morning, Lord, help me to be able to do the same thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Every morning, shout to the Lord.
Yes.
All the earth, let us sing.
Yes.
Remember, there was some brother, even in trouble? Do we shout to the Lord in trouble?
Yes.
We do?
Yes.
There are some brothers that did. They was in a bit of trouble. And they was having a service.
Yes.
Let's look over in the 16th chapter of Acts. Be reminded of that. No, this is a very familiar story. So we know here in the 20th verse, Paul and Silas were beaten and put in jail. In verse 20, they brought them to the magistrate saying, these men being Jews do exceeding trouble in the city. They teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And it said the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. Now, does this sound like a good situation?
No.
Would you like to be in this situation?
No.
Falsely accused, beaten and thrown in jail. Now, you think you could be joyful at that time?
Help us, Lord.
Well, how was these brothers doing? Huh? In verse 25. It was midnight.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Most of us at midnight is asleep. But you can imagine being the kind of day that they had. I imagine they was probably pretty weary.
Yes.
And worn out and tired. But maybe the aches and pains from the beatings that they took. Bleeding. But at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed.
Yes.
And sang praises unto God. You can imagine them saying, shout to the Lord.
Yes.
All the earth let us sing. Because it doesn't sound like they was quiet. Because the prisoners heard them.
Yes.
So I don't believe they were whispering. They were shouting and singing praises to God. You know who heard them? God heard them.
Yes.
Didn't he? Because he said, look at this. I had some joyful Christians in jail, and they're singing praises unto me.
Yes.
So he decided to do something about it. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every man's bands were loose. Just by being joyful,
yes,
in the midst of a bad situation,
yes,
God saw it and was moved on his throne and came to their rescue.
Yes.
And you know what? Were they the only ones that were blessed?
No.
Huh? So wait a minute. I'm in a bad situation. I can have a joyful attitude about it.
Yes.
And I can be blessed, and somebody else can too.
Yes.
And the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. He was thinking, I'm in bad shape. Here I was given charge to keep make sure that these brothers did not escape. And here he wakes up to this earthquake. And all he opens his eyes and the doors are all open. All the shackles and chains are just laying on the ground. He's thinking, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble because everybody's gone. And I was in charge.
Yeah.
But there was some good news, wasn't there? But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. We are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You talking about transferring in a situation.
Yeah.
One minute he's ready to take his life, and the next minute he's saying, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
I recognize something special is happening here, and whatever you brothers got, I want some of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank the Lord.
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house, and took them that same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Wait a minute. So not only was Paul and Silas blessed, all those that was in prison got a visitation from God.
Yes.
And here the keeper of the prison got saved, and so did his whole household.
Thank the Lord.
Because there were some joyful Christians in a difficult situation.
Yes.
Lord, help me.
Yes.
How can we be joyful in situations like that? Maybe you may look at that and think, how in that difficult situation, maybe we can think about some difficult situations in our own lives. And we can think, how can I be joyful in these things?
Yes.
Well, it's because we're not depending on our own strength.
That's true.
Isn't it?
That's right.
You know what? The secret is in Nehemiah. You know what that verse is from Nehemiah? Nehemiah 8 and 10. Someone get that before me. Go ahead and read it. He said unto them,
Go your way.
Eat the fat.
And drink the sweet. And send portions unto them. For whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy. Unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord. Is your strength.
Yeah.
So how in these kind of situations, how did Paul and Silas, how could they be joyful? Because their strength came from God.
Yes.
Can't get it from myself. I have to depend on God. And that's what they did. The Amplified says, be not grieved and depressed. For the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold.
Yes.
And one writer put it like this. We gain strength being joyful.
Yes.
Think about that. You gain strength by being joyful.
That's right.
So if you think about the opposite of that, you get weaker by not being joyful.
Yes.
The writer said joy is contagious.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
When you think about that, you think about somebody that has a smile on their face. Doesn't that want to make you smile?
Yes.
Think about the opposite effect. You know, if somebody is in a bad attitude, can't they affect you?
Yes.
They can affect you in a bad way. So if you think about the world that we're living in today, do you think there's more people with joyful attitudes or negative attitudes? So we need to have some more joyful people walking around.
Yeah. Lord, help us.
Let our joy spill over to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the verse says, rejoice with them that rejoice.
Yes.
We, you know, we can be happy for other people. Sometimes we can be more happy for somebody else than they are themselves. There's some more that the word says about. Let's go to Philippians, 4th chapter. We have some instruction in the 4th verse. The writer says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. So he didn't say, just rejoice one time and you're good. No. Rejoice in the Lord all the time and then do it all over again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes.
In other words, it doesn't stop.
That's right.
We can have joy all the time.
Yes.
In the midst of all situations,
yes,
in the midst of all circumstances,
yes,
we can draw strength from God and we can rejoice. And then we can rejoice again.
Yes.
There's another one. This one's in 1 Thessalonians. I didn't come up with these. It's in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. Sixteenth verse. Rejoice evermore.
Yes.
Evermore?
Yes.
Evermore?
Yes.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. So rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. But then there's a little bit more instruction, isn't there? In happy times, give thanks. Huh? That's not what it says? In everything?
Yes.
What does every mean? In everything?
Yes.
In everything, give thanks? That's a challenge, isn't it? You know what I find myself in times when I'm looking at situations and having resistance, I say, you know what I have to say? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, because the word says in everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yes.
Because the one that loves you more than you love yourself knows what's best for you.
That's right.
He knows what's best for you more than you think you know yourself.
That's right.
So that's why I need to give thanks in everything. Because he's the one in control of it. So everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You recognize the theme in these scriptures, don't you? Rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks to God for everything.
Yes.
They all work together, don't they? They work together. The rejoicing. How can we rejoice? In difficult times, what was Paul and Silas doing? They was praying. Praying gives us strength from God, doesn't
it?
That's how we get strength from God, through prayer and through reading his word.
Yes.
So we can rejoice and pray, and in those things, that can allow us to be able to give thanks.
Yes, that's right.
In everything. We can give thanks because we were doing the other things. So we see they all work together. They all work together.
Yes, thank the Lord.
You know the enemy would like to take our joy.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
He wants to do everything he can to keep us from being joyful Christians.
True.
Amen.
That's his job. But we can fight against that.
Yes.
God can help us if we follow the steps that he's given us.
Yes.
And the word that he's given us. We can say, no, devil, you're not taking my joy.
That's right.
Even when things aren't going like I want them to go, or I feel like they should go, or I think they should go, I'm still not going to let you take my joy.
That's right.
I can still be joyful. I can still be happy in the Lord.
Yes.
You know, when we think about all these things, there's really, in addition to all that, but there's one reason. One main reason, I say. There's many reasons, but there's one main reason that we can find to be joyful and be happy. The secret is in the 10th chapter of Luke. And the 20th verse. Luke 10:20. Jesus said, "Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you," talking to some of his disciples, "but rather rejoice. Be joyful because your name is written in heaven."
Yes. Yes.
Is that a reason to be joyful?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You can think about maybe if you were given an invitation to an exclusive event. There was an event yesterday.
Yeah.
We all had got invitations to. We were on the list, but imagine if it was some royal person.
Yeah.
Maybe the governor of Texas gave you a special invitation to a dinner, maybe that to honor him or whatever. And you got a special invitation in the mail. Maybe you go to your friends or your family, you say, Did you get this invitation? No. Wouldn't that make you feel special?
Yeah.
I got a special invitation from the governor. And I'm invited to this grand event. Make you feel like I'm on the list.
Yeah.
I'm on the list. You know, sometimes they have things like that. Maybe where there's somebody at the door.
Yeah.
And they got
a clipboard,
yes. And they have the list. And there's someone, all right, what's your name? Okay, let me check and see if you're on the list. Tell me your name again. Check the list one, maybe check it again. I'm sorry, your name is not on the list. Or they say, oh, there it is. You can come on in. This person came with me. Let me see if their name is on the list. I don't see him. I'm sorry. You can't come. Your name is not on the list. Aren't you thankful that we don't have a row in the church? Brother Darrell, we don't have a row. But the names of the saints. Some of these churches, they'll have a row.
Yeah.
We don't have a row. God is in charge of it. He's in charge. And you know what? It's up to each and every one of us whether our name is on his list.
That's right.
It's not up to me or somebody else to decide. It's in his hands.
That's right.
He's the one who's in charge of that list. And we can rejoice because our name, we can be happy. We can be joyful. Because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
You know, you think about special invitations in earthly, if there's some kind of special event. That's a short time, isn't it?
Yes.
It's some temporary thing.
Yes.
Short period of time, maybe a few hours. Maybe a special event, maybe that lasts all day. It's temporary, isn't it?
Yes.
But having our name written in heaven, that's eternal.
That's right.
That's eternal. We're not talking about something that's just going to last for a few hours. We're talking about eternity.
Yes.
That's where you want to have your name.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that you get an exclusive invitation to a special event, that's all right. My name is written in heaven.
Yes, right.
And I can be happy and joyful for that reason. We sing a song. Number 87. Perhaps we can sing a few verses. I know my name is there. We can be joyful because I know my name is written in God's book. Book of life, oh bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and stop and read my title there. Let's sing verse 2 and verse 4, please.
My name
once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful anger, but by his blood the Savior brought and placed it on his robe. Climb through worldly shot to carve a name of honor. I walk in heaven's book of life. My name is written there. Oh, I know. I truly know. I know. Notice it says, my name once stood with sinners lost, and it bore a painful record. But now, high up, but not with his blood, the Savior cross, and he placed it on his robe.
Thank the Lord.
I'm on his robe.
Yes.
I'm on Jesus' robe.
Yes.
I can be joyful and happy.
That's right.
Do we act like it? Do we act like our name is enrolled in heaven?
Yes.
I shouldn't be walking around with my head down. Amen. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
I have a reason to be joyful.
That's right.
I have a reason to have a smile on my face.
Right.
I have a reason to say good morning.
Yes.
I have a reason to say happy Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it is. Because my name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Praise God. Thank the Lord.
And as Paul and Silas, even in trials and tests of life, I can still be joyful.
Yes.
I can still be joyful when I'm in the valley. I can be joyful.
Yes.
Because I'm drawing my strength from God.
Yes.
He's holding me up. And he's helping me through. And he's enabling me to be able to still have a smile on my face in the midst of a trial.
Yes.
You know, God's robe is not closed yet.
Yes.
Huh? He's still writing names.
Yes.
In his robe. So you know what? If our name is not in the Lamb's book of life, there's still time in here too.
That's right.
We can still have our name written in his book.
Yes, the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not too late.
That's right.
We just need to follow the guide that he's given us. If you confess your sins,
yes,
he is faithful and just,
yes,
to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then we can sing that verse that says, my name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record, but now by his blood, the Savior cross, and he placed it on his robe.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Thank God, Lord.
So if your name is in the Lamb's book of life, thank the Lord.
Yes.
Let's be joyful and act like it. Let's act like our name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes.
You know, there's enough people walking around sad and depressed.
Yes.
God needs some people to walk around happy and joyful.
Yes.
You know what? People wonder, why are you so happy? Because my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Because
yes,
I love my Lord and my Savior loves me. Because I'm happy, because I'm redeemed and I'm free.
Yes.
That's why I can be happy.
Amen.
Do you want to be happy?
Yes.
Then your name can be written on his roll as well.
Yes.
There's still opportunity.
Yes.
So may the Lord help us. I desire your prayers as I journey day by day. I always want to be a joyful Christian. You know, and if there are times, maybe when the trials and the tests of life weigh down on me, I pray that those are just moments.
Yes.
Just brief moments. Till I get some additional strength from God. Till I get some time to get on my prayer closet.
Yes.
And get on my knees and get some renewing from God.
Yes.
So that I can come out with a smile on my face.
Yes.
In the midst of a trial.
Yes.
So that God can look down on me with love and mercy and compassion.
Yes.
Just like he did Paul and Silas.
Amen.
He will be moved on his throne and he can give me a blessing. And while he blesses me, he can bless other people.
Yes.
And God can do that for each one of us.
Yes.
You pray for me.
Yes.